This is CPR News. I'm Stina Sieg in Grand Junction. President Biden touted his administration's climate agenda during a speech in Colorado yesterday. Democrats' $3.5 trillion budget package includes numerous proposals to move the country toward carbon-free sources of energy. Biden was introduced at the event by a union electrician, part of an effort to highlight the package's potential economic benefits.
Because those renewable goals create demand for more wind turbines and more installations, solar installations, which means good jobs for workers like Julian and his union brothers and sisters.
Republicans have called Democrats' Build Back Better agenda reckless spending the nation cannot afford and strongly opposed the tax proposals that would help pay for some of it. Colorado business leaders are getting ready for President Biden's vaccine mandate for companies with at least 100 workers to take effect. CPR's Sarah Mulholland has more.
The details of Biden's plan are still being finalized. The Boulder Chamber of Commerce says response from its members has been mostly positive. A federal mandate provides a legal framework, so companies don't have to worry about it. But other business organizations are less enthusiastic. The Denver Chamber of Commerce says it supports a local approach for businesses wrestling with the question of whether to mandate vaccines. Colorado Public Radio will be subject to the president's vaccine mandate. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
And efforts by two counties to establish federal environmental protections for public land in southwestern Colorado are moving forward after more than a decade. U.S. Senator Michael Bennett has drafted legislation for a national conservation area on Forest Service land along the Dolores River Corridor in Dolores and San Miguel counties. Supporters say the move would preserve grazing, water rights, and native fish species that are in decline and protect land from new mining or oil and gas drilling. In Denver, it's 49 degrees. This is CPR News.